Harry, a History. The True Story of a Boy Wizard, His Fans, and Life Inside the Harry Potter Phenomenon. By Melissa Anelli. Narrated by Renee Rodman. Copyright 2008 by Melissa Anelli. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Melissa Anelli and Writer's House and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Foreword by J.K. Rowling. Over and over again, they ask me the same question with tiny variations. What is it that makes Harry Potter so popular? What's the magic formula? What advice would you give anyone wanting to write a children's bestseller? And I always gave them non-answers. It's not me you should ask. This has taken me by surprise as much as anyone. It's hard for the author to be objective. As Somerset Maugham said, there are three rules for writing a novel. The trouble is, nobody knows what they are. Harry just happened. The idea slid into my mind on a train journey from Manchester to London, and I wrote it the way I thought I would like to read it. I then had the immense good fortune to find an agent who liked it. After a lot of rejections, Chris found a publisher prepared to take a chance on an overlong novel. 45,000 words was considered about the right length for 9-year-olds then. Philosopher's Stone was 95,000, set in a boarding school, a horribly unfashionable subject, by a completely unknown author. When I started writing the Potter series, I was aiming to please nobody but myself, and the more I was asked, the more I was sure that I ought not to try and analyze the reasons for its gathering popularity. I knew that if I tried to find this formula, everyone was talking.